Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Tom Joyner Morning Show every Monday morning. Good Monday morning, Melody Hobson.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. This is a good subject here today, and we've already got some comments about job hunting and paying attention to your online presence.
That's right. So this is a time when the economy is starting to pick up. A lot of people out there are either initiating a job search or really pushing harder on their job search. And I want to talk to you about this online presence, because you can be sure employers are going to research you online. And that means Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. They're going to look at all the platforms. Recent surveys said that when your name goes in, about 50% of employees search you on these sites. So this is a very, very big deal. But instead of just talking about all the things you need to take down, I'm going to tell you about how you can turn some of these searches that they're going to do to your advantage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and improve how you look in the eyes of the people who are searching for you when they look at these sites.
Because once you take stuff down, is it really gone?
Well, that's the big question, right? Is anything ever wiped off of the web? So that's something that you definitely want to think about. But you also can have the opportunity to change some of these pages that you put up for yourself. Take LinkedIn as an example.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you have a professional photograph of yourself. You know, not you hanging out, but a professional photograph. And your name and where you live should match what's on your resume. I know that sounds really basic, but you wouldn't believe the number of people where that's different. And you also want to make sure that if you have a Twitter account, for example, it's professional. Again, use your name and photo from your LinkedIn page, no nicknames or anything like that. And you can use that account to follow companies that are experts in your field. But say, for example, you're interested in education. You might follow Secretary of Education Arne Duncan as an example.
Uh-huh.
It demonstrates your engagement in what you want to do, but you also want to make sure you want to avoid any kind of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't tweet controversial statements.
Yeah, we have a friend who he said his sister was tweeting.
Was looking for a job,
and she was talking about what was going on Scandal and how ashamed it was that the president had a black side piece and all those controversial things, and she couldn't find a job. 2 weeks after she took all that stuff down,
She got a job.
Yeah. That's not surprising. The other thing you want to think about, not only what they're going to read. So, you know, again, is there any way to enhance how you look? So LinkedIn, you can practically use that as a resume without it being a resume if you check in and fill in all the boxes that they have there. And it's also a great way to continue to network with friends. And that's the thing. If you're networking with friends and saying things that aren't that positive, it probably won't go well for you. And then, of course, just like the woman that you're talking about, scrub the site of anything that could leave a bad impression. If you have a personal Facebook page that's public, you may want to make it private so that people don't see all of these things that you're doing.
And Facebook page?
That's what I'm saying. You would make it a private Facebook page instead of a public Facebook page if you're going to be saying or doing some of these things that are, could be controversial. But I'm all for just, cleaning it up.
And is there a method to all of this? Is there a step-by-step program for people who need to go in and just whatever you have?
Yeah, you go into each site and you're going to look at them separately. So again, there's nothing you can do with Google, but Facebook you can affect, and Twitter and LinkedIn. So those you can definitely personalize and make more professional.
For more on this, go to blackamericaweb.com. Melody Hobson.
Thank you.
Thank you.